The Volumes of Truth, Volume 1. To Whom Does the Kingdom of Heaven Belong? January 2, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord God. Let the truth be known, regarding the innocent. My most precious gifts. My beloved little ones. When one of these little ones pass from your sight, grieve not, for they have returned home. Rather grieve for yourselves. For a precious gemstone has been taken. Behold, a treasure which has no equal, has been hidden before its time. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to all such as these. Thus these who have come forth from the kingdom, who remain without blemish, whose lives were cut short, return to him from whom they came. For the little ones need not sleep in death. For the penalty of sin is death, yet they remain in their innocence. And oh how blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall surely behold my face. Therefore, thus says the Lord, to all who have harmed or killed the little ones, and to all who stand in agreement. It would be better for you if a millstone were hung around your neck, and you were drowned in the depths of the sea, than to suffer my wrath over these little ones. For I have seen it. You have mistreated and abused them. You have murdered my gifts. And in so doing, have you ripped yourselves from the kingdom of heaven. You are cast out, and shall remain outside the gates, unless you repent wholly and in truth, striving always to make your repentance full. I tell you the truth. All upon the earth who have gained maturity have become so very poor and desolate. For once you were wealthy, rich beyond words. For then you knew the kingdom of heaven as a child. Yet now you are grown, your light quickly fading, as the ways of this world pull you down to the pit. Therefore return to me, humble and penitent. Come to me as a child. For by no other means shall you pass through, says the Lord.